This is dictation for Dr. Jabor. Patient's name, Otis, O-D-I-S, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Date of birth, 7/7/1947. Date of evaluation, 1/21/2013. Identifying information. This is a 65-year-old male who was born and raised in North Carolina. He has one sister and six brothers, and one brother that is deceased. Mr. Williams has been married for 39 years. He and his wife have two daughters. Mr. Williams is currently retired. His source of income is his retirement and Social Security. Mr. Williams retired from the Goodyear Tire Company after 38 years. Mr. Williams was referred to me for psychiatric evaluation by a veterans representative. The source of information is Mr. Williams himself. History of present illness. Mr. Williams is a 65-year-old male who is a high school graduate with a 2-year associate's degree in business management. Prior to his military service, Mr. Williams worked at a department store in sales. After his military service, he worked again in a department store and then at the Goodyear Tire Company in manufacturing and production. Mr. Williams served in the United States Army from September 1966 until September 1969. Mr. Williams stated that he joined the Army to go to school. His MOS while in the Army was 63H20, wheel and track mechanic. Mr. Williams was stationed at Fort Bragg, Aberdeen Proving Grounds, and at Fort Sill. The patient has served one tour in Vietnam from February 1968 through February 1969. While in Vietnam, he served with the 25th Infantry Division during the Tet Offensive. Mr. Williams first received orders to Saigon, but he was transferred to Cu Chi, CHU, CHI, at an infantry division headquarters. While there, he lived right next to the medevac unit. He witnessed many dead bodies, injuries, gore, and blood on a daily basis. In danger, as well as the lives of his comrades. Mr. Williams stated that mortar and rocket fire would be fired into the camp daily. He recounted an incident where he saw a comrade killed while they were in a bunker. He saw the body after the mortar attack was over. Mr. Williams related that being in Vietnam was stressful with combat and war, but that the conditions were horrible, especially during the monsoon season, with mud everywhere and constant wet conditions. Mr. Williams has flashbacks and nightmares of these traumatic events. He stated that his wife has told him he talks in his sleep as well. When Mr. Williams returned from Vietnam, his parents told him that he had changed. After he returned, he began drinking daily, whereas prior to Vietnam, he did not drink at all. He was not sleeping well. He was guarded and very angry. Mr. Williams stated he always had to face the door wherever he was. I have screened Mr. Williams for several disorders common with veterans who served in the war zone. He endorsed disturbing memories, thoughts, and images about his service in the war zone. He also endorsed disturbing dreams about it. Sometimes he feels like he is reliving those experiences. He gets very upset when he talks about it or when it comes to his mind, and he tries not to think about it. He avoids thinking about it at any cost and avoids any activity or situation which will remind him of that. He has lost interest in activities he used to enjoy, such as the Boy Scouts. He feels distant and cut off from other people. He feels like he is emotionally numb and unable to have loving feelings for the people who are close to him. Mr. Williams stated that if he did not go to Vietnam, his life would have been very different. It would have been a lot better. He stated that it takes all the enjoyment out of his life. He feels like his future somehow is going to be cut short. He has problems with sleep. He feels irritable and has angry outbursts, has difficulty focusing and concentrating. He is very watchful and guarded. He is also very jumpy. I also screened him for depressive disorder, and he endorsed that he was sad. He does not enjoy things like he used to. He feels guilty over many things he has done or should have done. He denied any thoughts of suicide now or prior. He is critical of himself. He is restless and agitated easily. He is less interested in people and things. He is much less interested in sex right now. He endorsed experiencing a sudden rush of intense fear, anxiety, and discomfort that comes out of nowhere without any apparent reason. This happens in a situation where he does not expect it to occur. He is worried about those episodes, and during those episodes, he feels like his heart is racing and pounding. He also gets very anxious in situations such as being in crowded places, standing in a long line, or being in enclosed places such as a small room or elevator. Past psychiatric history, the patient denied ever being seen by any mental health professional. Past medical history, Mr. Williams had prostate cancer and he had a procedure for that in 2007. Mr. Williams' cancer currently is in full remission. He also is diagnosed with hypertension and also hyperlipidemia. Mr. Williams has been told by his wife that he snores and that he sometimes stops breathing. He also has daytime sleepiness and unproductive sleep. Allergies. The patient stated that he is allergic to aspirin. Substance abuse history. The patient has stated that he drank daily after returning from Vietnam from 1968 to 1982. Mr. Williams provided that he became religious and devout, and in 1982 he stopped drinking completely. Mr. Williams never had any legal consequences related to his drinking. Mental status examination, not done. Diagnostic impression, Axis 1, not done. Axis 2, not done. Axis 3, not done. Axis 4, not done. Axis 5, not done. Treatment plan, not done. Thank you.